Blog Talk Radio.
Sam Cooke, wonderful. Another edition, and here we are able to speak about issues of our existence. This is, as it were, an effort I am making, and let me say, it's very difficult to understand the world civilization. There's hardly anybody you ask, what is civilization? That they will tell you the right meaning. There's hardly anybody, because people just think that people take every group of people as a civilization. And that's not true. And it's like you ask somebody, what is church? And opposed to religion. the white people, they have taken over the notion for the meaning of things, and that everybody is supposed to accept their notion, and they claim that they are the one that make the law of the land. You know, I wish I had a mule to kick them. You see, because when they talk about they are starting a new world order in AD first. I understand why they have taken that position, and they think they are the only one that has sense, can say anything they want. And they, not the Chinese, not the Indians, not Hispanic, but these Homo erectus that has never been civilized one day in their lifetime. Not even one, because they never had language, they never had nothing at all. 1.5 million years, and they didn't have one letter in a language. One thing is for sure, that they never short of in 1.5 million years is to fuck each other's ass, because that's their culture. And that's where the problem is. Now, I can see why it is my interest. It's because I grew up in the church that these fuckers established. And the New World Order, Christmas and Easter and all that. And these white people, I mean, they are not African. They are not African. They are European. So how come they decide that they are going to demand African people to accept their rule as AD and Adamani? And when you come to think of it, they are destroying the calendar that set up human civilization and kingship government. But now things have gone so bad. Black people don't know their history. They don't know when the difference between the summer Celtics or the summer and what you call it, the summer and the other names that are given to time. Black people don't know, because they have been indoctrinated with Homo erectus thinking. So now, white people take over Africa and everything that is church. Nothing about before Christ. Nothing about Christ. Nothing of the civilized time. That is religion. Oh, no. Elohim? No, 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 no. They don't care nothing about that. They only care about Maureen. Two people who like to fuck ass. Obama. In the Supreme Court. You know, pass a law. Everybody. Imagine they are bringing law for black people to marry each other on the basis of their fucking ass. Now you'd want to think why I am talking like this. I have to. Not when you have these fucking white people who won't stay where they belong in Europe. Okay? And if they want to marry each other, fucking ass, go ahead. But don't bring it to African territory. You see what I mean? And come here and they're establishing universities and all this kind of stuff. African people don't want white people education because they learn everything from us. But now they want to take over our education and teach our people to fuck ass because that's what they have planned and what they write a Bible to do. There is no such a Jesus. There is no Adam and Eve in any garden. Christ died for nobody's sin. These uncivilized white people, they can't live on their own because they're never civilized. Okay? And black people don't understand that. So, now, when I am talking about civilization, and I call out all the time and said, call me and talk to me about these things. Ain't nobody calling. Nobody not, you know, like asking or telling nothing. Right? I said the number. 347-850-1358. And you want to tell me that there are so many white are black people around. And I'm talking historical truth. Who is the first anatomic human on earth? The first civilized, wise people, Homo sapiens. Nobody will call and say nothing. Because everybody gets swallowed up. And who is not a church member today? Who do you know is not a church member? Now, you're talking about Christ. They represent Christ. Everybody a church. But what happened to before Christ? What happened to before Christ? Everybody turned full. You see, everybody's attention is taken into some social things, and people are mind all kind of different interests. They don't realize life is just for a little short time. Why not pay attention to what is civilized? Why we don't care about that? Why are we alive? As far as it is concerned, well, if I weren't somebody who has such interest in life, I wouldn't know myself. You see? So I read enough to understand. So I don't have no time to throw away, right? So when I read and make the distinction, and I see clearly that these white people don't want to stay in a Europe where they belong. And they can't, why they make what they call imperial colonialism? Can you tell me what is imperial colonialism? These people are here 1.5 million years ago, long before black people came into being. Okay? And they were never civilized one day. But their interbreeding with Neanderthals begin to do something for them. You see? And then from Neanderthals, they were up and interbreeding with black people as soon as we leave Africa. 100,000 years ago and come to the West. All they did was play around and interbreed until after some 80,000 years, we come to the West and develop our establishment in the West because we were born, created, civilized. They do not. So their interbreeding is what get them somewhere. Until now, they're talking about they are proto-Indo-Europeans. And they go all over the world and mess up black people. You want to tell me, from a child growing up, it's church. It is church. By a people who live their life in Europe and Asia, and they have done nothing beside hunt down other people's asshole. They live on the steppe, okay, because they don't have civilization to make anything. And it's the reason why you see now, after these many years, they come and talk about imperial colonialism and AD and Adamania. None of that is true. None of it is true. Just like nothing in the Bible is true about Jesus and Adam and Eve. That's what I used to believe, you know. That's what I used to believe. Because my parents believed solidly. They didn't have no knowledge about what is right from what is wrong. And so are all black people, your children. Don't know no better. And they now, it's not, they don't have anything that began in Europe. Everything began in Africa. Where African people are, that's where. And these, what they call imperial colonialism. I mean, black people gone so down low on their intellect that these people can come and talk about imperial colonialism. And they're actually making AD and Adamani as law to take away every blinking thing black people have. Yes. And black people settle for it. And if you ask these blinking fucking white people, ask them, what established A.D. Anno Domini? Ask them. Yeah? Right now, there's somebody out there who can look at, because there's time now. You can call and talk. Tell me, what is A.D. Anno Domini? A.D. Anno Domini that they are using to steal every dime and nickel away from you and where you live and everything that is African. Everything that is African, they use A.D. Anno Domini to take it away from you as an African. And they are not African. They need a mule to kick their ass out. You know, instead of respecting them, respecting them fucking ass 1.5 million years. And nobody is stepping forward to see to it that let the history speak. No. And black people now is going along because there's hardly anybody who know what is right from wrong anymore. And the fact that black people grow up and accept church, praise the Lord, and that even when they are stealing everything from us in the West, they're stealing everything from us in the West. Caesar Augustus, stealing everything in Palestine. Yes. And they call it Jesus come from heaven in Jerusalem. And he died on the cross. Yeah, and there's nothing remote is true. They are the thieves on the scene of the crime. And they are teaching us that it's Jesus going to come from heaven to die for our sins. And nothing don't go like that. These fucking white people make up every story that is never true, and black people believe it. Well, somebody had to be born to read and understand it. Let the blind see in obscurity. I'm saying now that these white people, all they're good for is to fuck other people's ass. That's what they're good for. You see, I'm teaching about Jesus Christ and this and that and all these kind of Adam and Eve in a garden. And none of it is true. Why don't somebody just come out and say that? No, they're afraid of white people. You know? Yes. May my heart, them somewhere, they never come back. You see? Because this is just the beautiful world that we have been given. These guys leave Europe. And they're following us everywhere we are. You see, after, 100,000 years, you see, and after we come to the West over some 80,000 years, now they're coming after us now. Everything we have is theirs. Well, you know what? I want to see where this is going. Because I'm sure as long as I am alive, I'm going to ask the question, what is A.D. Anno Domini? And they better tell, and who is Jesus? And we're going to see where this A.D. Anno Domini and this New World Order, where it come from. You see what I mean? Yes. Because they are stupid enough to be calling Africa a sodomite country. Imagine, yes, they want black people to be sodomites. You see? And people are reading the Bible and cannot find out that these 1.5 million years uncivilized, unspoken, sodomite people. Nobody can find out that what they have done and what AD and Adam and Eve, they take everything for real. It's not so anymore, because all it takes is for me to pose the question. You see, pose the question. Ask Biden. I don't even talk about ask Trump. You know, they were talking about this is their country. Look, they don't have a name. White people don't have a name. They are Homo erectus. That's it. How do they get name? They get name by interbreeding. Interbreeding and get access to knowledge of words, knowledge of calling something with an identity. They never know fly. Okay? So now they have improved to the point where they're writing a Bible. You know what I mean? Now, they're coming in Africa, which is thousands and thousands of miles away, and they are coming now and claiming that Africa is their country. Now, you imagine something like that. And black people are rotten spoil, which is all bunch of nonsense. Everybody have a Bible and taking out a text. Jesus come to die and you know. None of it has reality in there. None. Okay? Now, if these idiots want to do something, then whatever they have learned, they take it to Europe and go fix themselves up with it. But don't tell me that black people must lose their fortune because of a Billy Graham and all of these people who they put out there to preach all these old bunch of rubbish. It's time. That's over and done. Okay? Africa is not Europe. Africans don't steal anything from Europe. So it's time that everybody come to understand that the Bible is a whole piece of trash. Okay? I talk about Jesus. Jesus is a faggot character. Okay? And they pile it up with all sodomite character in there. Jesus don't like women. Okay? Because he sinned against his father God. It's pure sodomite stuff you're reading in the Bible. No, about Jesus died to save and all this. These old bunch of sodomite, evil stuff that you're reading in the Bible and think it's true. Now, bring it to me. And let me have something more to say. If you don't have anything to say, I will say it. until the tornadoes, you know, take care of the rest. If we are created by our creators and we turn to listen to these sodomite fucking ass people them, talking about Africa is a sodomite country. Yeah. Not as long as I am alive. You see? And everybody can watch and listen. Because that's all that there is good is that they don't have no institution except it's African. Nobody can beat the truth. You can't beat the truth. And they are riding the wrong horse. White people are trailing. They are on the wrong trail. Because all these old bunch of nonsense that they write and think that, oh, they're getting by with it. They don't realize that someday African people are going to improve because, you know, they are developing. No, they don't have enough sense to think that way. They only think that, people believe them and take it for true. So they can tell any lie and they expect that it will carry out what they want. So they write any kind of filth in the Bible. And it's hard to get out of it. Very, very hard to get out of it. Because why would I be believing those kind of things for half a century and can't find out that something is really wrong with it? So gracious is the knowledge of the hell of him. You see? And they're going to find out that they have done the wrong thing, because we are not them. We are not Homo erectus. Okay? We are not Homo erectus. And they are here working all kind of trick to say, we are their civilization. Me, no one, and all these kind of fucking ass nonsense. Okay? And using all of these things to run the world. And this shit bag, AD and Adamani, that they are using today to control the world. You know what it is? 1.5 million years of fucking ass. Okay? And mingling with other blood until they decide, they're going to rule the world. They are ruling the world. You imagine? Imagine black people have children and coming up. And these are the kind of stuff that they are thinking about. Cool. And they might tell you that, teach them how to be gay. Now, the thing is, they will have to tell the truth. If you kept them in a transaction and have them explain what is the wheel that turns AD and Adamani. You see? And once they can't tell you that, you have everything to put the world where it belongs. So when they're going to tell you about Africa is their civilized country, their sodomite country. It's just teetering. And then they don't have any more anything to back up what they're saying, because they full. Their doing and their conduct Homo erectus lies. You see. They get away with it for as long as they can. Thank you for tuning into the program today. And hope that something will enable someone to know what is a civilized world, what makes a civilized world, and when did the world experience civilization? When? You see? They are not a part of civilization. No place in the world is a textbook white people are ever brought up as a civilized, because they are Homo erectus. And they were never civilized living up in the Caucasus Mountain and the steppe over in Asia. You see? And why you see they run after black people everywhere they are and talk about imperial colonialism? What do you think that is all about? And they could have done they could establish themselves in the West long before black people came about. But guess what? They are only Homo erectus fucking ass. That's all they know to do. And that's what they want to happen today, so that they rule the world with Adam and Eve fucking ass. You see? It may sound strange that somebody like me is talking these kind of stuff, but the fact is there in the world is your textbook. And who do I care? Who do I care about? I care about civilization. And it is in the world is your textbook. And tell you, what is the reason why white people did not establish themselves long ago? They wait until black people came. Right? And as they started out life, Africa, and out into Europe and Asia. Well, so our life began in Africa too, and still is. It's just that some people remain in Africa, and some migrate away from Africa to the West. But long before 100,000 years ago, these Homo erectus, They were available to go any place on planet Earth and establish civilization, since if they think that they are civilized, right? I don't know anybody was stopping them from doing anything. but they are homo erectus. They are not civilized, never, ever, ever. So they like to jump down other people's, shithole. So the position is, I was born. I was born. Raised up in the church. And half a century or so later. I wouldn't remain an idiot. What I read, I understand. And there is absolutely no reason to accommodate fucking ass white people into Africa. Tell all the lies that they want. Oh, Caesar Augustus and wise men. Following star. None of those things. Well, Adam and Eve in a garden? No such a thing. Their aim is to dumb black people down and take control of every freaking thing in Africa. Because they don't have anything except it is of Africa. Because they fucking shit all of their life. It can't carry them anywhere in life. So they think that they can come and call themselves Africa and Moses and everything that is African and everything and everything go right for them. You see, as long as it's African, it's gold. The lie would hold up. You think the lie would hold up? It will hold up for a long time. Of course, it serves them a lot. But let's see how much more is left in the bag. With they being found out for being criminal. Honest fucking idiots. Instead of being their own self, no, they want to be everybody else that they can fuck their ass. I know that's not the truth. And I know it's time to get rid of them. Things are going to come to the point. It's going to come down to the point where these fucking ass don't have any place to go. Right? And the truth is bringing them down. Because they want to call themselves civilized. They are African. They are, and notice, they can only call themselves by African name. Homo erectus. They don't have any name. Name that they have, they steal. They stole it. You see, so when they talk about they come to America and they're citizen of America. Nothing don't go like that. Why they don't call themselves by some European name? No. They do not. And why did they come here in the first place? They didn't have anything. Where did they get money the first time? 509 BC. When they did the first coup. You see, and nobody paid them no mind. Well, you getting a lot of attention right now, because everybody now know why people are Homo erectus. They are uncivilized until they begin to steal, daring theft, and killing black people. You see. And the amount of black people that they have killed, you know, and they are most notorious killers. You see? And they have the guts to tell you that you are to marry. Federal law they make, federal law. You know, they want you to fuck your ass. That's what they want. Homo erectus, following the African people in the West. Let's see how they how much of a good liar they are. All the churches all around the place. Faggots. Black people no use to themselves. Get my horse on the back end and kick them where you can't find them. Call me. 347-850-1358. Anybody can call me when you have a good sound hour. You know? A good sound hour to call and talk a talk. Because this is a serious stuff. It's unbelievable that these things can happen in our life. And people are going to take your birth in alienable rights and say you don't have none. And you are a citizen of America, and they are the ones who control America. These stinking fucking idiots. All institution that they claim that they're having come from invasion. You see what I mean? These fucking fools don't have anything in Europe that they want. You see? But they can make up about Adam and Eve in a garden and all these kind of things and who need to be saved. These fucking white idiots! They can't tell you what is AD Anno Domini because they don't come off anything except their shit. Yes. It's as good as they go into a plane and never come back down. The time has come when all of this is done away with. Because there is nothing more, you know, depressing than to have these folks abandon where they originate and turn on African people who have done them nothing at all, but rather have been helped by the African people. And now they come, they don't talk about they are American and they are everything that they were not. But now they're talking about they are American. American? It's not European? Think about that. When they're calling themselves American and talk about this their country, do you understand that African is American? You to talk about African-American. You see, and they want to come here and change, rearrange African people's life. Time would come that civilization would root out their 1.5 million fucking ass. The time is now. They don't have any name. They are Homo erectus. That's who they are. They are not American. Let's see if I can go on a little more with the subject matter for the title here. Let's hear a little tune in the meantime.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mount of the Lord, yeah. Before I lose my strength, all the powers of my mind, before I lose my strength, all my waking hours of time, before I lose my strength, all for the Most High Jah. Rushing stream of power coming from the words Smith Jah, shaping all sociological ills into betterment tomorrow. Maintaining eternal heights before I song, thanksgiving.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. And here we have a black teen IQ higher than Bill Gates. Ramay Rani. This is right spell Ramarni. Yeah, Ramarni Wilfred, right? With IQ of 162. Meet the black teen genius with an IQ higher than Bill Gates. Ramarni Wilfred, IQ of 162. Ramarni Wilfred, some of the most famous geniuses of our time have all had one thing in common. They all had higher IQ levels than the average person. Now, one British teenager and child prodigy is performing at level higher than geniuses like Bill Gates and Albert Einstein. Meet Ramarni Wilfred. Wilfred showed sign of genius potential from an early age. In preschool, he was already able to read and write before other kids in his age group, and by age 10, he had written a paper on justice theory. That earned high academic acclaim and got the attention of an organization called Mensa. A high IQ society that creators to individuals whose IQ rank in the top percent of the global of the global population. Afrontech.com. Ramani Wilfred Black Genius IQ. Hey, how are you? I am on my way back. Yes. Ramani Wilfred May, 28, 2020, British teenager. Ramani Wilfred, age 8 is IQ test. According to BBC, Wilfred scored higher than scientist Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, and physicist Stephen Hawking at age 11. Achieving a 162, the young student who studies at a comprehensive school in East London is considered a genius and the smartest boy in England's capital. Okay. I'm glad to talk about this because Q is such an important thing when you're talking about the function of your brain to understand things. It is very important. So important. Very, very important. So I wouldn't miss featuring this very important issue. And whoever want to stop. For whatever these Homo erectus uncivilized people think about black folks and think that they can call us anything they want to call us, it is time the whole uncivilized thing to rest. Because when we created the Bronze Age and begin to make bronze, these faggots turn around and said, they're the ones, the Bronze Age metal. Yes. Yes. You imagine why so many black people don't have a sense of knowing that white people are Homo erectus. They don't have name. And the name that they have is they stole it from us. Anywhere we are, they come and talk about like imperial colonialism and all. Where to get it from? All these old bunch of nonsense. And why aren't more black people with good IQ find out that these old bunch of, you know, nonsense, uncivilized. Why can't we get rid of them? Instead of taking the church with Adam and Eve and stuff like that and wise men following baby and all that. We are the ones with the IQ. We are the ones. Moreover, we allow them to come into Africa and telling us to marry fucking ass and go to church. Imagine. What the IQ is good for if we are going to allow these fucking uncivilized white people to destroy Africa. All they know to do is to steal Africa name and everything like that. That's all they're good for. You see? And we must accept them. This is too crazy. This is too crazy. Everything that is education and institutional is Africa, and they are behaving like, you know, we are learning from them and they are taking care of us. Not the university. Education is not something that white people teach black people. So think about how important your intelligence really is, right? And what is happening when you allow these white people to write a Bible and talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, and God kicked them out, and all these kind of stuff, man. That these filthy ass people writing in a Bible and black people are revering it. Enough of that. You know what I mean? Enough of that. That so many black people are turned into an idiot, into perfect idiots. Because they have a twisted brain where they don't understand the difference between Adam and Eve in a garden and actual certified world history. You don't know the difference. What the hell is that? You don't know the difference between white fucking ass people writing nonsense in a Bible, and have you believed that and not the history itself? And people give up. People give up on knowing the difference. People give up because, like, there is nothing else to know but what is in the Bible. Oh, Jesus and God. Tell me about it, man. A lot of things going on, you know, but if I can learn to read and find out that no matter how long ago these things took place, read it. You see the time. You see the place. And all that is set forth into what you're reading. You can tell the difference. You see what I mean? The sun is shining for us to know. You see? The sun is shining on all the energy that we are getting to live. We know as the world, as the earth turns, we are giving the sense to know. We are given houses of the zodiac and what causes nature to affect us. Now, we allow these sodomite fucking ass people for all 1.5 million years ago on this shit house. They don't have enough sense. Now listen to what I'm saying. Why is it that black people cannot understand that white people are never civilized? They are they come from Homo erectus and interbreeding until they turn mad shad. I want to rule the world. Talking about everything in Africa, they use it for something because they're not going any place anywhere. They come to take over Africa, you see, and turn you into fucking ass and go to church. Murderers. And everything that is evil, they use Africa for that now. Oh, give, you know, come on. No shame? No shame? Is this the world that the gods created? Pyramids? And as it is said, clearly, it is written clearly. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors. From the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, my friends, there's nothing more clearer than this. You know how long I have lived my life I never know nothing about this. Because of these sodomite white fucking ass nonsense. Because of them. Just as they don't want us to know we were created in Southern Africa. They don't want us to know. There is the pyramid and all these things. That have been made. Right? And what they have created and left behind. Magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, what is wrong with black people understanding this? Because these fucking white people see to it that black people don't have no sense. You see? Write a Bible about African. Yes, African. They don't write a shit about themselves. Because it wouldn't sell. Well, write about African. Yes. Oh, they can't. African people go buy that. Black people will know the difference. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shape our civilization. Ask people what is civilization, they don't know. All right? In millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial God indelibly written in stone. All right. You know, there you can't teach people. You can teach people something, but I mean you can't make them know. You can't make them identify. They would have to. But the thing is that people think that their life is going forever and ever. And that's not the case. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And like I said, nobody forced me to read and to understand. It's something I want so that my life, you know, live to a purpose. And I love that. If nobody don't want to understand, well, it's up to them. But they will die without purpose. All right. Now, so that's about what I wanted to tell you about the importance of our thinking, our judgment, our reason. If you have such a high IQ and you are not able to distinguish foolishness and you still like go to white people church and don't know the difference between BC and AD, it's unfortunate. You see, but They make it so difficult. These Homo erectus that is taking over Africa. In my case, the fact that I am able to recognize it and I am not the high IQ people, then it means it's not a hard thing for us to us African people to figure out nonsense. It's not hard for you to find out that white people grow they live in Europe and Asia. 1.5 million years ago, and you will read the history and find out they never lived in urban development. They were never civilized to have a needle or nothing. Okay? Whatever happened to them is because they begin to call themselves American. That's what they delight in doing, right? Well, I am here for the undoing of these faggots 1.5 million years out in the steppe out there. We're undoing that now, right? They can go to Europe and go make something of themselves. We don't want no more white people territory, okay? And why they don't want to go? They don't want to go because they're faggot all their life. They don't know to be anything else. Too bad. Too bad. They can make up as much Jesus as they want. It's not Africa. There's no Jesus in Africa. If they don't feel ashamed or embarrassed or anything like that, then it means Homo erectus. Are never civilized. And their thing is to steal everything from black people. They realize that's what works. You see. And then they begin to wrongly emulate everything about American and African. You see what I mean? Yes, because they think that they control is what control everything. Right? And being Homo erectus doesn't show in any kind of way that these are folks who bring the world into what they call it, the light of the world. But they are telling us that Jesus is the light of the world. I mean this whole bunch of fucking lies that these white people are written in a Bible and washing the same street and all this kind of stuff. Be it known. Get the shit out of African of the African world and leave the African people alone. Otherwise, all we have to do is open the tunnel of heaven and fix their business. Okay? Because they need to find some place like their own place out in Europe there to fuck each other again and leave us alone. Just understand that. Why is it Africans leave them to themselves and Indians don't bother them? No, none of us don't bother them, but they bothering us. $1.5 million fucking each other's ass, and that's all they love to do. My friends, I'm telling you what it is, right? And if they know anything, they would go and begin to live off their own fat and stop being a problem to African people. Because the truth is coming after them. If that's what they think that they are to do, is to turn African people into fucking ass. If that's what they think is the right thing to do. Let's see. I am African. I am an African. And I don't have one single problem being an African. Now, it's a great thing that I can find myself identifying who I am. All right? And I don't want to be European. I don't want to be anything. We have different ethnicities, and we all are satisfied with ourselves. But these sodomites can't be satisfied with themselves. So they keep on interbreeding Neanderthals and then eventually turn on African people. Okay? Well, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Okay? And remember, the church is a Christ thing. What happened before Christ? These idiots cannot tell you what happened before Christ. I bet you they can't. Why we skylock ourselves with them? I'm telling you, get out. Get out of Africa. I'm telling you that. Get out of Africa. And stop taking about responsibility to educators, because that's all you want to do, to mess up the minds of African people. So I say get out. All right, let's go. Ian Warwick. Okay. Now, let's take you into this portion that echoes reality can exist, right? And if you want to listen to 1.5 million years of Homo erectus, uncivilized, uncivilized notion about existence that they don't know about, right? And they want Africa to be theirs. Imagine, Homo erectus want to use Africa, their civilized world. Imagine that. They can never be civilized. But they don't want African people to own Africa. These sodomite white people that is up there in Europe and in Asia, they don't want African people to identify themselves as African and live as African. They don't want that. They don't have a name except Homo erectus. You see that? So you think about what's going on and the problem with African people created by these dumbass white 1.5 million years. You imagine that, what's going on, and what the African people are up against. That these Homo erectus people have wrongly emulated the establishment of civilization. Imagine that. And they want to claim that they are the ones who establish everything. And they don't have a name. So they are invading us and call their invasion Africa. Imagine that. You see, it's a pitiful thing. And when we are not pre-posed to know what is happening, then there's a lot of evil that is going down and nobody is understanding it except these faggots, homosexuals. You see, if you don't decide to understand what's going on, well, you'll just perish. This is a part of the manifestation records of African people existence, which is not a fairy tale. African people are for real. And when we are allowing these 1.5 million years of Homo erectus fucking ass, when we allow them to cover up our existence before Christ, they don't want us to know that. But here is real science that tells us about our beginning in Africa. So this, it goes like this. Earth's International Research Society becomes our newest member, Michael Tallinger. Michael is a musician author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force you to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. You think about this. Ask about civilization and people cannot tell you when civilization began. It is because of these faggot white people who writing all these old bunch of nonsense so that they call Africa their own, okay? Scholars have told us that the first civilization on Earth emerged in a land called Sumer, some 6,000 years ago. So talking about what these sodomites are doing to destroy African thinking, right? They're not satisfied to be on their own because they are Homo erectus and 1.5 million years living in Europe and Asia. So you look at what they are doing and think that they are wiser than African people. New archaeological and scientific discoveries made by Michael Tallinger, Joan Enney, and a team of leading scientists show that to be not the case, as Michael Tallinger reveals and researchers, the mysterious ancient stones, ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at a south at the southern tip of Africa. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And that's about what I want you to like talk so that people hear and that they can understand the kind of world that we're living in. It's hard. It's difficult to understand after we have gone through 12,000 years of these 1.5 million years. Homo erectus, fucking ass all this time and living in this city and interbreeding with other people. Until, last of all, they follow the African people after 100,000 years out in the West. Where we settled in the West, they follow us and talk about they have imperial colonialism. Where they get it from is the government that they have created. Listen. We are African. They are not African. And if you allow them to do this stuff and make up church and all them kind of stuff, they only want you to be church. They don't want before Christ. And if you don't understand, at least we need to get the sense of what our existence is. And here I'm reading to you. It's not fairy tale. What is fairy tale is this Homo erectus and living for, you know, almost 2 million years in the Caucasus Mountain, enjoying each other's ass all. Okay? Enough of that. And whether or not you are willing to understand what's going on, it's up to you. I am only telling you. Talk to you in the next edition.
I can't understand. No. Financial condition, I am unable to cope with this financial situation. It's causing an inflation of creation. I can't stand this no longer. The wicked get stronger. I can't stand this no longer. Cause the battle is getting harder.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And at last one, I could wash my foot. Wash foot.